I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf and Practicers. I was recently talking to a friend of mine, and he told me a story that happened to him, and he didn't realize, he was telling me for some other reason, but he didn't realize that he was telling me something that he did that was potentially a pretty big problem when it comes to Erevin. He recently bought a house in a new community in which they don't yet have an Erev, but it's next to an established community that already has an Erev, a shul, and everything. And one Shabbos, he was invited by a friend who lived with inside the Erev to have a Shabbos meal. So he walked with his family to his friend on Shabbos. Now, later on in the day, there was a forecast that it was supposed to rain. So they wanted to bring coats. It wasn't raining at that time. Actually, it was quite warm that day. They wanted to bring the coats to their friend's house in order to make sure they would have it for the walk back. Now, since they lived outside of the Erev, they had to wear their coats to inside the Erev. Once they got inside the Erev, they took off their coats, and since it was warm, and they were carrying their coats till they got to their friend's house. So carrying within that chatzer, within the Erev, which is in essence a chatzer, is not 100% so simple that it's okay. If you listen to yesterday's shir, the Erev and Daf Tzadi Aleph may raise some questions, since the coat started off in their house on the onset of Shabbos, and now I'm carrying it within a chatzer. But over here, it's a little bit different than yesterday's shir because this is a chatzer hamu'ureves. There was an Erev chatzeris within this Erev, obviously, in order for it to be a kosher Erev. So carrying within that chatzer is probably okay. But then they carried from within the chatzer, within the Erev, outside their friend's house, inside the house. That's really a question. The Gaon Yaakov, back in Daf Peites, poses this question. If you have kelim shavsu babayis, you have objects that started off the onset of Shabbos, were inside a house, and then were transferred, not to the chatzer in which the house is located, but rather into a different chatzer. Even if the second chatzer may be a chatzer hamu'ureves, there may be an Erev chatzeris for the second chatzer. Are you allowed to carry from within that second chatzer into houses within that chatzer? So if you look into Teis Daf, Erev and Daf Tzadi Beizam and Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that actually came up a bunch of times already, which you had a fence. It was a tall fence. It was more than 10 tefachim high, and there were fruits, there were pears on top of that fence. So we consider that as if it's a chatzer. It's a Rosh HaSayachid, but it's like a chatzer. And therefore, you have peros within one chatzer. The Mishnah says you're allowed to transfer that into another chatzer, into your own chatzer. And there's no problem, even if there's no Erev chatzeris binding together the top of the wall and your chatzer. Kelim Sheshav Suba chatzer. Since in the onset of Shabbos, these fruits were on top of the wall, you're allowed in one chatzer, you're allowed to transfer it into your own chatzer. However, the Gemara tells us in today's daf that you're not allowed to bring then those fruits into your house. Since they started off Shabbos in one chatzer, and it seems that there was an Erev chatzeris with your chatzer in your house, because if these fruits would have been in your chatzer in the onset of Shabbos, you would have been able to carry it into your house. It's only because they weren't inside your chatzer, they were on top of the fence. So the Gemara in today's daf tells us that if you have objects that were on top, that were in one chatzer, transfer to another chatzer, you're subsequently not allowed to bring it into your house. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and other poskim say that the case of the Gaon Yaakov and the case of our case as well. Since these coats didn't start off within the chatzer, they started off in your home, they were brought into the chatzer, they were brought within the Eruv. And again, you're allowed to wear them from your house into the Eruv, even though your house was outside the Eruv, of course you're allowed to wear clothing outside or in Shus or Abim on Shabbos. But now they were brought into a chatzer in which they didn't start off the beginning of Shabbos there. They started off somewhere else. So now, clear from our Gemara that you're not allowed to subsequently transfer it from the chatzer into the home. You'd have to leave it outside of your friend's house on Shabbos. Now, there are some that make a distinction. There's some that point out that since between your house and the Eruv was a real Rosh HaSarabim, perhaps that's a reason to distinguish our case from the case of the Gaon Yaakov, from the case of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And there are some contemporary poskim that assume that way. Many that I spoke to weren't so comfortable relying on that. But as is so common, since this is a matter of discussion, it's a matter of dispute among the poskim, everyone should consult with the rabbi who they ask their halachic questions to.